A new project, Champions for Change, is helping to create inclusive employment opportunities across our area, the Greater Bendigo, Mount Alexander and Loddon Shires, for people with a disability by highlighting the many benefits to local employers. City of Greater Bendigo Senior Inclusive Employment Officer Alison Jones joins us this morning. Alison, good morning.
Good morning.
So a lot of potential employers, would it be fair to say, might still worry about aspects of employing someone with a disability. So the second part of that is education of employers one of the key things here?
Yes, absolutely. Lots of employers don't realise that there's lots of support available to help them, and that by using disability employment services, there's financial supports available, and that there lots of people with disability do a really, really wonderful job with absolutely no changes and modifications needed at all. The education is definitely up there.
So what about then from the person with a disability's perspective? Because I guess the one thing that they lack in many cases is experience in the workplace.
Absolutely. We've found, studies have found that it's really, if people leave school and they haven't had the opportunity to work part-time or they haven't had the opportunity to go into further education, that their chances of getting ongoing employment is much, much more reduced, and work experience can be really difficult for people with a disability to get. Trying to look for different opportunities for people to enter the workforce, and traineeships is a really good way of doing that, so entry-level positions, because you get a qualification at the same time. So looking for traineeship opportunities, which is what we're now doing within local government. But you can do a traineeship in any business, really, as long as someone's able to do a qualification alongside that, and that'd be a Cert 2 or a Cert 3.
Yeah.
So that's really a really good way of people entering the workforce.
Mm.
There's also opportunities that businesses can offer through giving work experience, opportunities for people to come and do work experience placements, so they have an opportunity, just like anybody else, to get their foot on the ladder and some experience that they can refer to in interviews.
Yeah, I guess just like many others as well, the pandemic has probably played havoc with this whole situation over the past several months.
It certainly has. We had a very different plan for our project at the beginning of the year. But actually, originally we ran a program within the City of Greater Bendigo called Inclusive Towns, and we went out and we spoke to employers, and they told us that they wanted to employ people with disabilities, but they didn't know how to go about doing it. So we designed this program as an education program to get out there and talk one-on-one with businesses and tell them what they could do. So where COVID has obviously been very difficult for anybody, for employers to be employing, but also for anyone to be having those conversations face-to-face. So we've done a webinar series so that we can still have that conversation.
Yeah.
That goes out on the 13th.
Cool. So, yeah, I was going to ask then, so is it a case, and I know physically at the moment not knocking on doors, but do I come and knock on your door and ask about this, or do you come and knock on my door and tell me about this? How does that side of it work?
You can certainly come and knock on my door and I'll tell you about it. The webinar series is good. There's a link for the webinar in the Addy today. There's also Be Bendigo connected with us, and we've partnered with us for the webinar, so you can get the information through them, or you can call the city and the city will give it to you. And if you want to talk about inclusive employment more broadly, you can get in touch with the city, but we would very much encourage that you contact your local DES provider, which is Disability Employment Service, because they've got this is their bread and butter work, but often businesses don't know that they exist, and they don't know that the breadth of the services that they're able to offer.
Yeah.
So if you connect to the Disability Employment Service, not only will they help you identify what jobs in your shop or in your business that you would be able to offer, but they'll find the right person for you, they'll do the recruitment aspect for you, they'll help you tap into any financial resources that you're able to apply for, as well as identify any workplace adjustments that you might need to make for that person, which could be really simple. And any money that's available to you for doing that.
Fantastic.
So there's lots of help that they can give you.
Yeah, and it's definitely a win-win. It's obviously a win for the person getting the job, and it's great for the people who have the opportunity available for them to become more inclusive with people in our community as well. So well done. Good luck with it. Alison, thanks so much for joining us this morning to chat.
Thanks for having me on.
All the very best. Alison Jones there, the City of Greater Bendigo Senior Inclusive Employment Officer.